are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Dina and Greg Show. My name is Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter.
Welcome to the show.
You are hilarious. Anyway, welcome. It has been such a crazy week. We just literally just got back from San Diego for our girl Tara's baby shower, which if you've been following Facebook, you can see that it was quite an overnighter.
And I'm not sure if I completely approve of these photos without me with makeup on. However, Greg Potter tends to put the most attractive pictures of me everywhere, so I'm really excited about them. It's an exciting week coming up, too, for me, especially because it's the first, like, it's a big California Entertainer of the Year pageant this week on Tuesday. At the House of Blues, and I got a chance to speak with Aaron White, and who's the director of the pageant, and one of the judges, Shayna Mokler, who used to be married to a certain drummer, and was on a TV show called, God, why am I blanking out now?
I have no clue.
You guys have seen it. They're funny. She's a fucking doll. Can I just tell you that? Love her.
Fucking doll.
She's a fucking
doll. Not like a blow-up doll.
Not a fuck doll. A fucking doll. Okay, God. So, and tonight...
Not an adverb, but an adjective.
Exactly. Not a fucking, but a fuck. We've said fuck so many times in the beginning of this show that I think we spent our wad.
We did. So, hi.
Hi. Guys, we've got some great guests today coming in, not to mention coming up in the near future. First of all, we've got Devin Green and Joel Bryant, who are this amazing duo comedy group, and they're like the gay power couple that just happened not to be gay.
They are both straight.
But
fun and crazy and...
And both of them are hot.
I have, like, ADD right now. I'm so, like, dun dun dun.
And I'm the one who's all cracked out from too much caffeine.
An hour ago, you could have powered all of Los Angeles on the energy that Dina had. She was all over the place. And I'm like, girl, you got to sit down. Sit down. Settle down, Simma.
Oh, well, what are you talking about? Leave me alone. Hey, touch my hair. It's really soft today, even though it's frizzing. So anyway, we're really excited.
She dragged my ass. She's like, let's stop here. We were on our way back and we went to the Citadel. If you don't know what the Citadel is, it's a big like outlet mall. She's like, I got to go get some of the boots that I want. I got to go get them. So I'm like, I'm going to sit here at Starbucks. I'm going to work and you come back with these boots. And she comes back. There were no damn boots in her hand.
Wah, wah.
But she did change her shirt.
I did. You know, I packed lightly, which is not normal for me, but I packed lightly, and I didn't have a shirt without a stain on it. So
notice I did not say a word about that damn stain.
I brought it up.
At breakfast, I didn't talk about it.
And I appreciate that.
When we were building the baby crib, I didn't talk about it.
And I appreciate that.
This broke tranny walked out of our friend Laura's house this morning in her pajamas.
I did.
Keep in mind, this morning was noon.
There was no shame. It was not noon.
It was close enough.
It was 11:39.
And what did we learn that is the worst thing at 2:30 a.m. to deal with?
There are two things that you do not want to hear at 2:30 in the morning when you're dead asleep. The first one is a knock on the door, and the second one is a crying tranny.
And I made her cry. I'm sorry.
Well, I would have cried anyway. Hormones. I should be getting my shot this week. So,
but we were tearing it up earlier last night before we even got to the point where we were so drunk that crying was, but we still had a good time. Don't get me wrong.
We, you know, you can cry through laughter too.
The term last night was OSG for oh shit, girl.
Oh shit, girl.
We finished dinner at Moe's and we were walking out and saying goodbye to the girls so we could go, the other girls, so we could go out that night or the rest of the night. And all of a sudden, some stuffing is on the floor.
No, okay, I was telling a story and we were talking about how I can't wait to get my boobs. First of all, I can't wait to get my boobs because you know how tricky it is when you get home with a guy and you're trying to take your bra off and you're hoping that this doesn't happen. And I dropped my chicken cutlet on the ground and the busser
pork chops. Pick up your pork chops.
I'm like, fry them. Serve them with collard greens. But it felt I threw it on the ground. It was kind of a joke because I'm like, this is what's going to happen and it's not going to be fun. And all of a sudden, the bouncer goes, oh shit, girl. Ooh, did you just drop your titty? OSG. And I was like, and I couldn't explain it because he totally didn't even care.
In addition to that, you want to talk about the waiter last night at Moe's?
Oh my God, he was so dishy.
Dishy? Oh. I saw his penis on his phone.
Yes. You did. You know, guys, when I get drunk, I get a little flirty.
Okay, and she was flirting with this guy who had these gorgeous, gorgeous older man with muscles and just the exact type of man that Dina and I really get into. And so she's flirting with him, and he goes to her, hold on, I'm going to show you a picture on my phone that I took a couple days ago. And me thinking, because he's kind of, you know, he's got a little bit of the bottomness in him. he leaves and comes back. I'm like, Dina, he's going to come back with a picture of him in drag. And I bet it. And the girl, we all laughed. And nope, I was wrong. I had lost that bet. And I almost bet dinner on that. Well, I almost did.
Damn it, I wish you would have. Yeah, that's what happened. And I got to see... mostly nude picture. He had things covered up, but not fully, which was lovely.
The first one was fully nude.
It was slightly covered
up. I hope he's listening.
Okay, he was hot. You know what? I was like, oh, girl, whatever. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, a handbag just fell out of his mouth. But there were a lot of cute guys in San Diego this weekend.
There's so many. We went into Fiesta Cantina while we were there, and I shut up. I was so intimidated by that, like, flock of Palm Springs hot men. Like, just shut up. I was quiet. I didn't know what to say.
And I'm all, me. I have nothing invested in them. So I'm just all, blah, 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 blah. I'm drunk. I'm just talking.
Oh.
But really? We had a really good time, so...
Such a great time. And there are, on my Facebook page, there are pictures of the baby shower. And we had a good time then, too. Mm-hmm. It was a riot. Thank you again, Laura, for throwing this shower. It was the definition of an adult baby shower.
It was the best baby shower I've ever been to.
And the formation of Dina, wait, what is it? What is it, the new religion?
Dina Bala.
Dina Bala was founded January 9th, 2010, in the small city of San Diego, California.
In a small house in San Diego. Yes, I have a pink.
When you follow Dina,
the all initiates get a pink, sacred pink necklace.
And you get on a strict regimen of drinking.
And eating everything inside, apparently, because I gained so much weight. I hate this. Okay, holidays have sucked for me. I mean, they were great, but God damn it, my diet has gone to hell.
It was like a holiday, though, yesterday. Like, we all finished, and we were drunk and full, and we just lay around Laura's house. It was so nice, though.
Yeah, I just felt bloated and crampy. And
at least you don't have a shirt that has a big stain on it anymore. Praise Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Y'all, so we're really excited. Can I just tell you the guest that we have coming up? We've got Selene Luna, who is an amazing comedian, and she is just, I'm so excited about having her in. We are going to hopefully next week have the winner of Miss California, or the California EOY pageant. Which I'm excited about. Greg has no interest at all. And that's understandable. But, you know, whatever.
This on Tuesday, on Thursday, she was trying to drag my ass. To House of Blues. I get done with work. And she's got to be there. Oh, this is Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
Let's talk about this. So Dina has this laundry list of shit to get accomplished on Friday. She's very diligent. Thursday night, she goes to bed. I'm going to get this done. And I get done with work Friday afternoon, and I call her, and she's like, I am drunk at a bar at the Grove, and I didn't get anything done.
It was so bad. I mean, it was amazing because I get to-
And she had to be somewhere at 5 o'clock. That was kind of important.
I did, where I had to be dressed and beautiful.
And then she has the uterus, not balls, but has the uterus to say, you're going to go with me at 5 o'clock. Fuck you. There was no way.
I was so over you.
Are they here?
Yes, they're here.
Yay.
I saw them.
You're waving behind me, and I'm like, what's
no,
going on?
They're not here.
I'm done talking to you.
Thanks.
Hello.
Yay.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Oh, so we are welcoming our guests into the studio right now, but we're
so excited.
Hi, darling.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
How are
you doing? Absolutely.
Okay, so we still are here. We still love you just as much as we love our guests. Dina's gallivanting around the studio. So, where were we at Friday? Oh, yeah. Friday, Dina met a boyfriend, and I can totally talk this because she's not prepared to talk in the microphone at all. So while she was at the bar, she had some guy hitting on her, some pilot for... I'll give all the dish. Wait, what's going on?
I got my boobs finally.
Ronan, our office manager, just came in with...
I love it.
Little titties.
Tiny titties.
Tiny titties.
Have a seat.
Well, I'm in
the
A club.
Aww.
There's a fetish for that.
There's fetish for everything.
Hi, guys.
What's going on? Are these ours?
Yes, they
those
are.
Those are yours.
Welcome. I could care less about hearing about anyone else other than me.
And a girl.
Okay, madness is ensuing. I love it. So Friday, the plan was, this was the whole plan, was to get up, get some work done, because I didn't work at my day job, which was fantastic, because I got to, you know, I was going to add plans, right?
Sure.
So
big
I get
plans.
Out, I get my nails done,
I have
which
this
I was
whole
very
speech Thursday
about.
Night, like, I was lectured to about it.
I got so I went and got my nails done, which was job number one. I had to get that done. So then I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to the Grove, go to Cheesecake Factory, have a sandwich, eat, go to Barnes & Noble, whatever, and work. And so... Dina Martinez, without makeup or anything else, well, I was wearing clothes, sits at the bar at Cheesecake Factory, and this guy starts talking to me. And he liked some of Miss Dina Martinez, and I was excited.
Could you possibly reenact that? Joel, play the role of pilot.
Sure, that'd be.
I'm like, did you say pilot?
I just assumed it would be a pilot.
How did you know? Did I... Bring
I thought
this
I,
up on
I may
Facebook.
Have just said it, but
did it?
Go yes. Hey.
Hi.
You,
I'm like, hi.
Hi. Hi. You come to Cheesecake a lot?
No, but I know everybody, and I would love that beer that you were going to buy me.
Oh, well. How about we just share this one? I got two crazy straws. Actually, one crazy straw on the beer and one somewhere else.
God, Poppy. That's my kind of date.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. It was insane. And so, like, beer after beer, Dina Martinez is drunk at the bar.
A cheesecake.
Trying to eat her a cheesecake.
Giving out slices.
You know it. I was giving out slices good, honey.
So was he a good lay?
No, I don't know.
I had to pick her up at the bus stop.
At the bus stop?
Yes, I picked the tramp up at the bus stop.
No.
Did you get roofied?
He didn't leave any money on the
No, I had to go because I had to be at a press meet and greet at 5 o'clock. And so it was like 3:45 and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go get something else and I have to put makeup on. I have to look
pretty. Oh, yeah. She had a
I
whole
was meeting
list.
Shayna Mobler.
I had to go to Target. I have to go to Kinko's still.
Your nails do look great.
Aren't they
bad? At least you got something accomplished on Friday.
And I love feeling my own boobs.
The silver lining. That's great. They're portable.
I know they
take
are.
Take them anywhere you want.
If I could just tell you, I'm a little bit under the weather. I've been in bed for a week. It's affected the viscosity of my saliva. And I also pulled my groin over Joel's face.
And I've been pulling my groin since she's been laid up sick.
What kind of influenza do you have? Exactly.
No, I'm burning up right now. Can you kiss my forehead? Or give me a thermometer. Like a meat.
Take my temperature, please.
Make sure the batteries are new batteries in the thermometer.
That's right. You guys just plug it in and pull the choke on it.
Is that what you call it these days?
That's what the kids are calling it.
I've never seen a gas run thermometer before.
You're not in the backwoods. That's right. You rig that up to a Ford, you get yourself a weekend. Invite the relatives over. That's right.
So that total-
and you can cook pancakes on it on Sunday.
That's right. With sausage.
What's going on, you guys?
Not much.
Girls, guys, girls, what's going on?
That photo
what's
with you and Shanna is dying.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. It's
and they matched.
I liked it. I just hated the part that I looked like I was twice her size. I'm like, but we're wearing the same thing.
Pshaw.
If I can give you another perspective, when I take photos with people, I look like a praying mantis. So,
oh, okay.
A branch stick.
I'm all. First of all, you have cheekbones to die for.
Careful, I'll cut you.
I love it. And your hair is so soft.
I know, it's not a wig.
That was so funny.
Did we interrupt your weekend? Were you still talking about the weekend?
We can Wait, continue. We really...
Somehow.
We can always talk about us, so
we'll
it really
throw
doesn't
in
matter.
Sidebars.
You're what, that, what?
We'll throw in sidebars while you, if you want to finish discussing your weekend.
Oh, we had a...
I'm all, don't even speak to me about bars right now.
That's how every weekend talk goes with you, though, it seems like.
Stop listening!
What?
Just kidding.
So we were in line at the Brass Rail last night. Who brass is? Ring. Brass... What is it? I've never been to the fucking bar ever.
The Brass Cock Ring.
Anyway.
The Brass Cock Ring. Is that the name of the bar?
In wow. San Diego. And the entire time, she's trying to meet everyone in the line.
Mm-hmm.
I was drunk. I became a chatty tranny.
And the people behind us, the two
chatty tranny
That's
doll.
A new doll. Pull the string.
Pull the string out.
I got an operation.
I'm at a pilot at Cheesecake Factory.
And it's got a pumping bag that you can pump up the boobs.
My boobs just came in. I'm ready for the weekend. Here's my overnight. All of them. Have sex or get my man nails done. I'm not sure.
Joel had a fascinating Friday. He was insultive.
I insulted someone.
What was yes.
Why?
Well, I want to hear the brass ring story.
It's really over, basically. The people behind us.
It's kind of, you know,
two,
not a classic
two gay guys
anecdote.
Loved her. The straight couple in next to us, I think, the girl wanted to punch you.
That would have been me.
And what are you guys doing
you're
here?
Punchy.
Because it was seriously chatty tranny. What are you guys doing here? What are you going to do? How are you doing? And she just looked at her and she's like, I'm going to kill you, you stupid bitch. Like,
wow. So the role you usually play is like, peacekeeper, kind of reining it in, sort of a...
Can I just add in an ombudsman of sorts?
An ombudsman? You're dropping three syllables on a Sunday night.
Yes, I do play that part. Sometimes I also play the drunk fag, though, that's making an ass out of everyone.
Uh-huh.
I play many parts. I'm
You're a Renaissance man.
I'm very talented.
You are. You're cute. I'm going to play the part of Sober Sally for the next couple of weeks. Days.
Is yeah, that that's court ordered?
Is it the first step?
Hours.
A couple next 7 minutes.
And by the way, I need to make amends to... I'm just kidding.
Here come the steps.
We should apologize to the cab driver last night, though. We got pretty loud.
In the cab?
Yeah, screaming.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
Anyway, we had it out for a moment. It's fun when you have it out with one of your best friends.
Are cab drivers even real people?
Really? Yeah,
I think they're animatronic. That has always been my, you know.
Uh huh.
Except for that one.
That's how you get free rides.
Leave a tip, maybe.
It happens.
We're here to learn.
Cab drivers are like old Chuck E. Cheese animatronics. That's what they do with them when they throw them away.
I got a free ride and a free ride.
Say what?
I'm all, hi, Mr. Russian man.
Yeah, there's so many Russian cab drivers.
Are there? There are some Russian cab drivers.
Here there are.
We don't take
there's
cabs.
There's a few.
Obviously not. In My West driver Highwood, was not available that evening, though. And,
In West Highwood, there's a bunch of...
And the town car was nowhere to be found.
There's a bunch of Ukrainian cab drivers that are pretty, like, they're their own little hot gang.
Really?
Like, yeah.
In the in the West Hollywood scene?
Yeah. Hey, I got pierogies.
Anyway, you insulted someone on Friday night. Let's hear about that.
So we were at a new friend's
private
birthday party on this in Playa at this nice house near the beach kind of a thing. And it was kind of scantily packed. We were there early, but it was dark enough. And
describe scantily packed.
He's talking about my lower regions.
It's like me as a 12-year-old. And and it was kind of dark out. And our friend who we were celebrating her birthday introduces another one of her friends. This girl introduces to Devin and I and said her name. And I didn't catch her name. And this is Devin. And this is Joel. And I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. What's your name? And she goes, it's Fergie. I was like, oh, wow. I did not recognize you. I didn't say anything at that point. I was just like, I've already made an ass out of myself by not recognizing the fourth P, if
Fergalicious.
You will. The Fergalicious.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something.
Well, she should have spelled it for you. Then you wouldn't know.
Have you been at the gym working on your fitness?
Oh, you pissed your pants. You're Fergie.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, wow, you haven't peed your pants yet.
I was like, Fergie, pee pants. I feel so bad. I love her, though. I really do.
You, she is so small, and she is stunning pretty.
She's really attractive. Well, I never thought so before.
She's married to Josh Duhamel.
He's a good-looking man.
For the time being.
No. Oh, we got some.
She's not anymore? Wait.
No. They're
happily getting divorced?
No.
He's asking for my number?
Yes.
They do swing, so there you go.
Just let her believe it. Just get
Right. Let's turn off her headphones for the rest of the story.
He's on his way in right now, Dino.
Okay, I think I'm going to turn everybody else off, and it's the Dina Martinez Show. Welcome to...
So, you pissed her off, but I've got to say something, though.
No, she wasn't pissed off at all. She wasn't pissed off, but she really
And thank God she didn't piss on anybody.
I didn't recognize her when she was...
Until later.
Did you see her 9, though? I really liked her 9. And now I'm a 12-year-old at some point. I really liked her in 9.
Have your testes dropped?
They just did. I saw one.
Oh, I have my first pubic hair. Anyway.
I haven't seen 9. I liked 9. Her in 9. Was 9 good?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't see the first 8, so I thought I'd be lost on the story.
I was born with pubic hair.
Is she upside down?
Swedish meatballs.
Oh my God! Can I just bring up the vagine?
Seriously, yeah, we were watching that in the car on the way back from San Diego tonight. That was hilarious.
Thank God for a Sprint 3G modem.
You were watching it in the car.
Uh-huh.
Who was driving?
I was driving.
Oh,
my driver.
Were you watching your driver?
It's so funny because people ask me all the time. You know, how do you write that? It's like poor Joel, he's my Rosetta Stone. I talk like that all the time. That's how I naturally talk. And I find it crazy, because that's just true parody, but Betty Bowers is true satire. And it's, you know, it's pretty obvious I'm wearing a wig, you know, but some people think I'm real. Oh, my God. What is this, a book? What could Betty Bowers do that you can get on Amazon? Don't even. There's some new videos coming out. They're going to be fascinating. I'll tell you that much, because Betty Bowers and her battalion of illegal immigrants and what I also like to call kitchen servants.
Battalion?
Hey, Devin, would you like to talk about Betty Bowers?
No, carry on.
It's all about the segues.
There'll be a cooking video coming out soon.
I love it.
With all the crucifixins.
Yay!
There's a movie, Fat Girls, and the mother, the character of the mother.
It's called Precious.
No. Oh. This is a little different story of Fat Girls.
It's called Dina Martinez's Bedroom.
It's a Texas Christian family, and the teenage boy is dealing with finding his inner fat girl. Obviously, he's gay. But his mother... she's like, I like to keep all my food with religious affiliations, so can I interest you in a Christ-filled cheeseburger or a holy hamburger? Like, the entire movie, she's bringing up different foods, so
like
I'm excited to see yours.
Would you like some Trinity taquitos?
So it's like one half of like communion.
John the Baptist.
So it's like
burrito.
Better than wafers. It's like
basically.
It's like body of Christ kind of a thing.
Body of Christ.
Is that what the deal is?
Mm-hmm.
So the deal with the fat girls?
No,
or
no,
that's just her mom.
That's just the one side character,
and really, that's the there are five.
Hold on,
we
is
met
that
those girls. There's like two girls, right?
No, it's this little chubby high school boy and this his best friend, best fat girlfriend, and they're dealing with high school and graduating high school. It's really, you just have to come across it. Logo made it or here made it.
It's here, no budget, right?
But it's hilarious.
It's amusing.
Consider us watching it. Consider. You know what we saw? Have you ever seen The Apple?
No.
Oh, the movie?
Get on.
Oh, you all go and see. Some good friends.
Get on that apple.
Get on that apple.
Corey and Steve introduced us to it, and it's a 1980s glamtacular.
Oh, it is the most ridiculously glamtastic.
It's amazing.
It's ridiculous.
Apple. The Apple.
It's called The Apple. It's all about someone who wants to make it big in pop music, and like the label head is like the Satan, but it's really bad. Like it's really
futuristic.
Bad.
Into the future, 1994.
Oh, it takes place in 1994 when
Cameron, right?
No. No, but Nigel Lithgow is the choreographer.
Yeah, it is a ridiculous piece of. I would say it's Rocky Horror, but more glamour. More glam than Rocky Horror.
Yes.
You guys have really just evolved the American lexicon just in this last 5 minutes. I'm very very impressed.
I like to finger fuck the American lexicon.
Catherine Mary Stewart,
doesn't?
George Gilmore, is that right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give him a Wi-Fi connection and a goddamn computer.
I've turned into such a...
He's been playing
like
Minesweeper the whole time.
Hole, like horror right? Hole.
Hole? Technological hole. Hole.
That's a given.
That's true.
It's touching me. My boobs are grabbing
You're a gay man and you live in West Hollywood.
That's right.
That's understandable. Oh.
I you're talking about me. Sorry. Yeah, I have the heart of a gay man, maybe.
Darling. I've seen it all. And you are everything. I love it. Living.
Looks.
And by the way, I just want to say that there are two amazing WeHo Award nominees in this room.
Thank you.
You're
and
welcome. Thank you.
Oh, look at that. Are you guys going to battle it out right
Honey,
now?
Honey, we're in different categories. Although I should have been in your category, but now they're all drag diva. And I'm like, do I look like a drag diva right now?
No.
Exactly.
Well, your shirt
like
kind of does.
Smoking I'm like, that's right. You're still making a little bit of it.
I think you're naturally glowing.
Thanks.
You've got dewy skin.
We're walking in the studio.
I was walking.
She's like,
I can't believe
I've got pregnant through osmosis. I'm like, really?
It was like your baby leached into my stomach.
I'm glad you got dressed up for us today.
Anyway, it's Sunday night.
I bought this shirt for
we
you.
We never look pretty on Sunday night. And you could have one that had a stain on it that said Ian McCroy.
I don't even know who that is.
Speaking of glam.
Wait, first, you guys need to tell people how to go vote.
Oh.
The voting is over.
The streamies.
Yeah.
I've just come to understand that I'm the Susan Lucci of the WeHo Awards, and you know what? It is what it is.
Are you going to the
I'm
big?
Just happy to be nominated.
No, you're not.
Are you going to the gala event? Awards.
I'm not sure if I'm going to make it, but I'm going to attempt to think about it.
That sounds like unless you win, you're not going to go.
I'm not going to
call.
I'm like, I know, right?
You need to attend.
They don't have an open bar.
You know, I've already taped my video, so I will be in. I will be in Milan, and I've sent the video off to the.
Who's Milan? Is that the pilot's name?
I was thinking more of.
No, sadly,
I was thinking more of a Mariah Carey acceptance speech in Palm Springs. That's what I expect you to give.
Yes.
Can I just tell you? You guys saw that apparently.
Ridiculous.
I am living for it. I was like, all right, girl,
do it.
You know what I mean? She was very excited, and
right.
She was very.
If you,
you know,
if our listeners don't know. Mariah Carey got an award for the film Precious, which she definitely changed her whole look. Well, it could be how she normally looks. We
That's
just
the thing. I don't think she really changed her look. She just didn't make it to set on time.
But, exactly.
She took that Dina Martinez course in beauty. Like,
crap, I'm late. I'll call it a choice.
So, she got this award. She got up to accept it. And she's like, you have to excuse me, and someone from the audience screams, fucked up! And she's like, that's it.
That's right. It. She knew it. She didn't
exactly.
Take it.
Who hasn't had some cocktails and said words?
Especially Mariah Carey.
I've never. Especially Mariah Carey.
Especially Mariah.
How do you think glitter got made?
Serious.
Well, I think it started out as a... I think it started out as a webcam video.
Yeah. Old school cock sucking.
And the thermometer.
Yes, that's right. So to vote for Betty Bowers for the best hosted web series, you're going to go to streamies.org and then go to public submissions. And then you're going to scroll with your good keypad finger. And you're going to go right down daily until January the 22nd. Every single day, you're going to get on there.
Until January 15th, I think.
So to catch you up, though,
every
Devin's been
day
nominated
you're
for
on,
a Streamy Award.
Betty Bowers, Best Hosted Web Series. Best Hosted Web Series.
And Best Web Host for Devin Green as Betty Bowers.
I don't know, as long as the series gets in.
You know, this industry is so self-serving. I love it.
No, yeah, I'm self-serving.
Atta girl.
It's just the people in it, really. Because the people who don't self-serve are serving self-serve at DQ.
Yeah, I had a self-serve video once.
You and Simon Rex?
If you got, who was that?
Simon Rex?
You don't know How Simon do I not Rex? Know Simon Good, Rex?
Look him up.
I have no clue either.
Simon Rex? Really? Oh,
give
one of the
girl
most,
a
one
Wi-Fi
most famous,
connection.
One of the most famous self-serving videos ever made.
Really?
Simon Rex, he was an MTV VJ for
did
a while.
Did he give himself head?
Did everything but. He did everything but that. He was MTV VJ for a while. He got booted off of that and booted off of some Disney stuff. He's done some work. He's like in Scary Movie and stuff. He's been trying to be an actor, but he did this masturbation video like when he first came out to Hollywood when he was really young. Did a masturbation video that has not stopped beguiling him for the past 20 years.
Oh, I know exactly who he is.
He's a good looking guy. No, never. Talented.
Oh, that masturbation
oh, he was
video.
I didn't notice his face or name in the video.
I knew him immediately from a little sitcom called What I Like About You with Jenny Garth.
That's right.
Oh, that's him.
God, I'm homosexual. I need to leave.
You know what? I think
like
having,
that's
two
one credit.
Having two straights in here is making you even more gay than ever before.
The gay power couple that happens to be straight.
That's a funny straight. Line.
I like it.
That's
I
a
like
very
it.
Funny
Thanks.
Line. We it have happened. Our representative rainbow colors on this evening. I'm wearing bling. You seem to be dazzled.
I like to bling occasionally.
Imagine,
don't we all?
Imagine the sparkle in your eyes.
You say such the sweetest thing.
It does, and the reflection in your glasses.
I'm like, I'm so about to go straight girl and start making out with you. Oh my God. So in the middle of this masturbation conversation, my mother texts me.
Because her ears were burning.
How are you? I love you. Oh. Son.
Was it like capitalized during
anything?
She
heard me
or like
say the words Ian McCroy and
shut up. She did.
Did she underline you?
She did that in my and she does that in all the greeting cards she sends me, holiday cards. Yeah. Son, Jesus loves you. Thank you.
Do you care?
I love it. I kind of enjoy it because it's like, you saw that I had boobs kind of last time I was in.
Does she not know or
she knows?
Is she in denial? Is she like
denial?
Yeah, bless
really?
Her heart. You know what happens.
Oh. We need to have an intervention. Let's go. Let's get some cameras and go.
Oh, I'll talk to her.
We need to have a gay vention. That's a gay intervention.
What maybe? Or a gay convention.
Sorry.
Shilia's calling you.
Sheila woman.
Shilia.
Sheila, what the fuck? Where were you this weekend?
She's calling. Okay. So guys, you can call 818-602-4929. That once again is 818-602-4929 for hot girls, hot guys, and hot trannies.
Speaking of that, the tow truck, there was a toll-free tow truck number in Florida, I believe. And everyone that called it was rerouted to a sex line this last week.
Oh, lucky
funny.
Lucky
I know.
You know, like, hi, I need my car toad.
Who doesn't need their ear gangbanged?
I need a good. I need a good yanking. What? Is this the right one? Speaking of glam, your Facebook photo's off the hook, Greg.
Mine?
Yeah. Yes. You see that? You saw it, right? I mean, it's just like.
Did you take it?
I took
it's,
it.
Yes.
Oh.
So, because I actually need new headshots
it
pretty
really
badly, but it
really
worked
good.
Out. Well,
it's very. Very
very now, very wow.
Yeah, now and wow. It's very hum and very dinger.
Her eyes are like she says it and she's like, what did I say?
Okay, I've got Robitussin plus alcohol equals head party.
I think you're in the wrong studio for that head party. I think
Yes, I am in the wrong studio. Did you need to take this call? Because the three of us, we can play a game.
Oh, there is a call. Can we take it?
Depends who it is.
Let's see. It's a 608 number.
Oh, that's home. That's Wisconsin. Answer it. Let's see who it is.
Is it your answering machine calling you?
No, that's checking your messages. Well,
thank you for calling the Dina and Greg Show with Devin and Joel.
Greg Potter is Angie.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I'm laughing so hard right now. I almost peed my pants.
Oh, you're like Fergie.
Good.
You guys are hilarious.
I hope that you do actually pee your pants.
Yeah, I did not actually pee my pants.
And once you do, get up on a stage and take a picture real quick.
And ruin another hip-hop group, would you?
God damn it, and I'll route it to you.
Is this really your aunt?
No.
No, he just said auntie.
Who said aunt? Angie. It's not my auntie.
What a sweet supportive family.
Although, I've got a couple aunts that would talk like this, too, though. So
yeah, probably. No, I'm not the auntie.
Well, thank you for calling in. Did you have any questions for Joel or Devin?
No, I just wanted to say hi.
Well,
I'm having fun.
No, hold on. You're not
hold
going
on. You're not going anywhere. Devin's like, uh-oh, back the fucking train up.
That is ludicrous. What are you doing in the WI?
What in the WI? I'm from here.
What city in the WI?
Did I listen to
Wisconsin
that?
In Wisconsin Dells.
In the Wisconsin?
It's about an hour from Madison, two hours from Milwaukee.
Do you know where Ripon is?
The water park capital of the Ripon world. Is.
Ripon's the only place I've ever been to in Wisconsin.
Ripping cookies.
She's up. You're up a little bit late this evening.
Pardon?
It's only like an hour difference.
Oh, is it?
2 hours.
Is it 2 hours?
But she likes to booze.
Gotcha. So she's loaded when she's making this call?
Maybe. I doubt it, though. It's Sunday.
I'm not loaded, no.
We'll be in Wisconsin.
I should be.
Are you near Greenbush?
Because if you are, get away. It's bad for you.
I hope not.
Do you have a Greenbush?
I don't think so.
Could you in a train? Could you in the rain?
My house.
Greenbush in hand.
In a car, in a train.
Because we're going to be there in the summer.
We're not allowed to quite to say, but there may
be. I'm sorry. We're not allowed to say.
There may be a Pride show that we'll be doing.
Well, let's talk because I'm doing Madison Pride. So Madison and then possibly Milwaukee.
Picnic?
You're performming?
I'm doing something for there. So.
Well, not to.
And
not,
Dina Martinez gets to sit in her studio.
No, Dina will be there too. But anyway, Angie, have a good night. We're going to let you go. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I'll be listening. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Put a tissue in your pants. Wear some Depends. Don't get it on the couch.
And if you do,
take a picture.
Wait, so we can talk about this afterwards? Can we talk about it?
Yeah, it just hasn't been 100% confirmed yet, so I don't want everybody to get moist.
Just so you know, the pregnant woman just texted me, and she's like, "I want to fuck Simon Rex, and he's white too." She never goes for white guys usually,
but he's got a hip hop alter ego, so maybe that's part of it.
Okay,
he's Dirt McNasty.
I do it,
Dirt McNasty.
Dirt McNasty.
I would touch him. Very appropriately.
Would you?
Very.
He shot a pilot all about himself, Simon Rex.
I was like, he shot a pilot?
And he can't. In the eye. After his video was done.
I love it.
There go your potential dates.
At the climactic scene of the video. Nailed him right in the eyeball.
Oh, that's hot.
But it's all about him having a porn video. Anyway. Enough about Simon Rex, really.
I'm all.
What is it with half, like no-namers? Well, not really no-namers, but people who haven't had much spotlight. Or
desperation.
Yeah. Who was it? Screech from, what's his name?
Saved by the
Dustin.
Dustin Diamond.
He's a whole different piece of work. It's people that don't, that want to make it big and think it's an easy way, because there's a lot of predators out here willing to pay $100 for a masturbation video.
You know, and if what's her face, Paris Hilton can do it.
That's right. Exactly. It worked out for her, Kim Kardashian, any of those girls.
A whole slew of them.
Mm-hmm.
And McDreamy from, one of the Mix from Grey's Anatomy.
McSteamy.
Oh, yeah.
Video with
Daddy, Daddy,
that wasn't much of a sex video. They were just three naked people hanging out. They were stoned.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Doing crack.
Doing crack.
Fucking hilarious.
Do you consider being fingered having sex?
Only if it's
not
on video.
Really.
If I like it.
If you're fingered with a pee-pee.
Okay, really? What are you doing with that finger? Stop!
Because it could be considered a finger puppet, too. So, I know sex with a finger
hello,
puppet.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
It depends. Is it during? Is it during Thanksgiving dinner, or is it afterwards when the family breaks up?
It's at the child's table.
Oh, it's at the child's.
Why do you think I sat there? Good thing I wear short skirts to dinners like that.
No, no, because it's a young adult.
Has anyone seen where Michael's disappeared to? Michael!
He's getting some stuffing right now. He'll be back in a second.
Hey, Mom, I'll have the dark meat.
Can you just finger polka me? That's all I care about. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. And once again, that number is 818-602-4929. And we are completely inappropriate tonight, and I'm living for it.
Now, you're allowed to be inappropriate here, right?
Like, I don't know what you're talking
drop
about.
Drop F-bombs and all that kind
no,
of
No, we're getting kicked off now. Because
no, you can't. If you fucking curse again, I'm going to fucking kill you, because that's not good.
Oh, snap.
Jesus doesn't like that. He told me.
He told you? In what drunken stupor was this in?
I dropped him off at the corner after I was done.
Was this at the Brown Ring Club down in San Diego? Where were you at? The Brass? What was it?
Gross.
That's the Brown Starfish, Joel. The Brown Starfish Club.
That's a great dance club.
Is that where I left you last night?
That's the one at La Jolla.
La Jolla?
La Jolla.
Have you seen my
So home speaking home? Of religion, you see that pink string? Why do you still have it on? The pink string around her neck?
Oh, are you Kabbalah?
Like half a Kabbalah?
No, it's Dina Bala.
Dina Bala.
Dina Bala.
D-ball.
Dina Bala Hala.
D-ball.
If one was to become a Dina Bala, or to join Dina Bala, what would one have to do? A Dinopolis.
Do we need tenants?
What would one have to do?
We have tons of tenants.
Do you have some literature? I'd like you to come to my house.
Is it a monthly rental? And the tenants?
And the rent is inexpensive.
Uh-huh. First and last month free.
You're worth more. It's true.
But
that's what the other trannies say over on the corner by your house. And you're worth more, sweetie. You're worth more.
I'm like, you are too. You shouldn't be wearing those boots.
Oh, sorry. I thought your microphone was unplugged. And I was going to say, what a dope.
I want some of that Robitussin.
She's all, wah, wah.
They can only hear me.
Fail.
And how sad that Angie called from Wisconsin to say, not even listening to Greg. Didn't say anything about the microphone. Those three are hilarious in your studio, Greg.
Greg.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on the Dina and Greg Show with Joel Bryant and Devin Green.
Yeah,
what transition was that?
I don't know. I'm playing with my boobs again. Leave me alone.
Do you have to read like commercials or anything like that? Or no. Do like public service
announcements? We have a commercial.
All we have to say is we're sponsored by gay.com.
No, we don't, because we're done.
Oh, we don't have to anymore, technically.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, that's
we can.
All
We have been sponsored by gay.com.
What happened?
Nothing. It's just our term.
Their tenure is finished.
We're up for new sponsorship.
Oh. Anyway. Anybody we should pimp or no?
Oh, I can. Well, the PR Grapevine has been very good to us. And they've
You're
been,
telling me.
Look, at they're the number one GBLT.
GLBT.
Giblia.
Giblia.
They are delicious, the PR Grapevine. And, They are sponsoring our next game that we're going to hold right now. Who said this quote? My hem got snagged on a barb and had to jerk myself off.
Say it again.
My hem got snagged on a barb and had to jerk myself off. Who said that? Take a guess.
Is it from Little House on the Prairie? I've never seen the show Big Love. Is it from that?
No. Joel, take a guess.
I think that was one of your Facebook updates.
That was one of my Twitter updates. That was one of my Twitter updates. I'll give you another one. Oh my God, I think I'm a cougar.
Oh! That's you.
Ding, ding,
Stop
ding,
paying
ding,
attention
ding.
To my Facebook.
That's right. Dina Martinez actually did say that. Here's another. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. You need this one again?
Yes. Cohesively.
Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind.
Bob Larson?
No. Good guess.
No clue.
Oh, I got buzzed.
Do you want me to buzz you?
You've been buzzed all weekend. I'm going to say Betty Bowers.
That was Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss said that one.
That just made me feel very Seussical.
Like a musical?
My whole... Like a musical? Look, this is an easy one. My whole image is one part Dolly Parton, one part Cher, three parts Diana, and one part David Bowie.
You. Devin Green.
RuPaul. Oh, my God.
That's a RuPaul.
It's hard to tell the two of us apart.
I'm very confused.
It's the whole supermodel thing that you've got going on.
I know, right? I'm so excited.
Isn't she supermodel-esque?
So supermodel-esque. Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited I shaved my squirrel.
And then that comes out.
Is that a squirrel noise? Who said this? Put your hoof away.
Me?
Joel Bryan.
Where did I say that?
Joel Bryan.
I love who said this.
Who said this is fun?
Put your hoof away.
Oh, here we go. Anyone who sees and paints a sky green and fields blue ought to be sterilized. That was Hitler.
Bob Ross.
Hitler said that. I thought I'd change it up a little bit.
Wow, I was...
Here we go, here's the final.
I was thinking Nazi dictator.
God has given you one face, and you make yourself another.
Nicolas Cage.
William Shakespeare.
Oh, wow, you're getting all deep now.
I went all over the place.
Wait, I want to go back to Nicolas Cage. What, the movie Face Off?
Face Off. Or a successful actor to hack. He changed it up a little bit. Ooh, I just bumped this table.
This one you can't get.
We'll be okay.
I don't mind straight people as long as they act gay in public.
Who said that?
A t-shirt. It was a t-shirt. Oh,
I'm all Bruce Valanche.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's pretty close. T-shirt.
Because Bruce Valanche probably wrote it.
Because
he writes everything.
He writes everything.
I know.
I'm sorry. I've just been dominating the conversation. No, go ahead.
He even wrote the Bible, I heard.
He did.
It's okay. My name's on the show, so I'm not too worried about it.
We'll see. We'll see.
It's the Dina and Devin show.
Excuse me. Could you have security kick that poor homo out? No, homo. You can't come back in the studio.
What are the guys doing in here?
So can I just tell you, Greg got chastised this week.
Oh, congratulations.
Via
about
Facebook.
Time.
At your day job?
I got chastised when I was 13.
Via Facebook.
What happened?
Yes! Someone told me that I use the word faggot too much on the air. Someone from Missouri. Yeah.
That you drop too many F-bombs?
Yeah. I'm a faggot. I can say it. I know there's logic behind why I shouldn't say it, but...
But can't you say it if you are one?
I think it's a word.
Right.
I don't offend it if anyone says it.
You know, I've had people get offended by me saying tranny, and I'm like... They're like, it insinuates that you're in the sex industry.
What?
And I'm like, aren't we all kind of?
Yes, that's right.
In a lot of
ways. It's comforting to say that, isn't it?
A bunch of people get all offended when I say I have a fat hog. They're like, whoa, you're not even a hog. I have no idea. Why? I want to get back to this.
See, I was actually turned on by that.
Like, wait a second.
But that's what I look for.
But it's what you put into it, right?
Thank God I have a deep hole.
It's just... It's not like I'm saying, oh, that's gay and using it as a synonym for, you know, something bad or something stupid or, you know, I'm gay.
It's a colloquialism.
But you haven't said it. You haven't said it yet once tonight.
Until
now. The conversation was brought up by that because
and we call ourselves
Missouri,
And we call ourselves the tranny and the faggot, so.
I always say tranny and the homo.
Oh, well.
Because I think saying tranny and the homo sounds better than tranny and the faggot.
Well, all I have to say is funner. Mr. Faggot in Missouri, thanks for listening.
I am on Missouri's side.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go to hell. Go to hell.
I was like, you can
now
have it?
Now we've lost a listener. Oh my God, this is fun.
Oh my. I've got a really high temperature. I've got a very high temperature right now.
Oh, yeah.
I am burning. But which hot. Brings us to New Mexico. Very hot there. Won't we be playing there soon, Joel?
Oh, we got a show coming up in New Mexico. I don't know if any of your listeners are in New Mexico.
That would be
but
in
we do.
Albuquerque.
You guys look at each other like, I don't know.
ABQ,
you
for
know,
those of you who follow
that's right.
the and airport
those
code.
Who fly.
Those who fly, it is ABQ.
So where will you be in New Mexico in Albuquerque?
Oh, you're going to love this. At a place called The Box.
It's on.
Square.
Would you call it the squirrel box?
Squirrel box.
The shaved squirrel box.
My freeway whiskers.
Where's my Robitussin or Benadryl or whatever the hell? I love it.
We're going to be at the end of the month for 3 days.
Yes.
2 days, 29th
you
and 30th.
You know, it's pretty rare that I ever put my foot down, but I insist, if you are in Albuquerque January 29th
insist.
Or 30th, mm-hmm. you will be coming out at 10 o'clock to the box to see our show, period, the end.
You will right. come to the box.
You that's will.
Right. You will.
You will come inside the box.
Uh-huh. Use production. That's right.
So go to our website, you can find out more details, but it would sure be nice to see you, and please don't leave without saying hello. And if you come on stage with us, you can get a koozie.
That's right.
Koozie. We brought one for each of you.
This is perfect.
Time.
Oh, this is I'm per- so excited about camo.
In Wisconsin,
put
this
your
is,
Red Bull in.
It's empty. Yes.
Oh.
Or your water.
My water. Yeah. Anyway, in Wisconsin, this is all we use because we get on the pontoon. And
thank you.
While we're on the boat all day, we...
It is dual.
And it's camouflage.
Dualistic in nature.
See my Miller Lite.
And I really enjoy
it. Anyway,
it keeps things cold and keeps things hot, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So do Squirrel Box.
I will have to pull this out.
So do Squirrel Box.
And drinks as well.
Need to stay hot.
You can actually put your cell phone in there. It's made of neoprene. Joel, it's a neoprene fabric.
Devin used it to hold her iPod once.
Joel and Devin are sponsored by neoprene. And we have a phone call from the 619 area.
Where would that
Where's
be?
Where's 619? Bakersfield?
No, I think that is San Diego.
Welcome oh. to the Dina and Greg Show.
Oh, if I think I know who it is, I'd know.
Who is this?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is it?
I don't like
it's
this
It's a parakeet. An effing parrot dialed the phone.
You're on the Dina and Greg Show. Please say your name.
It's Sheila.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, you should have answered your phone.
How are you, honey?
Good. How are you guys?
We're okay.
Are you having a good night this evening? Are you enjoying the show? Are you telling friends?
Sheila's telling us she missed the baby shower yesterday because she's having a root canal. Next
Yeah,
week.
I'm getting a gold tooth.
On Sunday?
A gold tooth.
Getting a gold tooth? Okay, Luda. Yeah.
They won't do it. I tried. They won't do it.
Oh, ludicrous. I get it. Okay.
Are you 12? Now, you two put a crib together, right?
We did.
I found that astonishing.
We actually took it apart and then put it back together, and I only broke one little piece.
Why did you guys take it apart?
Because we had to get in Tara's room. It wouldn't fit.
It's in her room now? What? Did you like my cake?
And the audience is teeming with excitement.
Is cake a euphemism?
What? No, the diaper cake. Did you not see the diaper
yes,
cake that I thought?
Yes, there's pictures on my
we
Facebook of your diaper cake. Anyway, so tell us what the hell you've been up to, because you're a crazy... We went to go see... Have you guys seen the... What's the scary movie we saw on Friday?
Daybreakers.
Daybreakers. And you should have
oh, really?
Went with us.
You went without
when,
me? That's
when
nice.
Sheila goes
really
to a scary
nice.
Movie, the
heart.
Entire the
you
entire movie theater,
heart.
All the theaters know she's there. Because while she's sitting there, she just... Ah!
She just yells the whole time.
Holla back girl.
I'm my holla back girl. And then all of a sudden it's like, Dina, did you go see another movie with Sheila? You're bruised up.
Oh, she gets all crazy and slaps
oh,
you. And
I
yells.
Am not
punchy.
That bad.
You
I
are...
am not that bad. I have gotten better. Ask Dina.
Well,
I refrained.
That was Dina talking.
You know, it you've gotten better when I bring other people for you. I'm like, okay,
we need
Greg's
to go see a movie.
Side. Definitely,
we need to go see a scary movie.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for Devin or Joel?
Yeah, because you can always continue this on your land.
No, I
yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just calling in to say hi. Actually,
well, thank you.
We love
check
you.
I'd like Tara to do it on three way, and she wouldn't do it. So.
Check out devingreen.com. Okay,
she's pregnant. She gets paid
I
for
will.
That now.
She's pregnant.
Devin is not
she
pregnant,
is?
Though. No. No.
Tara.
But she did make a diaper cake once.
With the three-way and the Tara and the... Okay. Oh, honey, we love you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
I love you, too. Bye.
Ciao, babe.
Thanks.
So, yes, to go against your doubt On the crib making skills that we have, we put it together, and we're very proud of it.
What's the one piece you forgot? Was it the part that keeps the baby from getting their head stuck in the banister?
No, it's not that we forgot it. It's just
It's that he broke the part that keeps the baby from getting his head stuck in the banister.
So it's just for looks.
You are a purveyor of synths.
Synths? Death syndrome?
Kettle pot. Hi, nice to meet you.
Well, that's
not a cute boy tonight.
No, but
We're just looking at people that are walking by the studio anyway, right now.
And she usually really has
get
really
out of here,
men.
You bunch of junkies!
Get a job, you hippies.
So you're going to be in Albuquerque. What else is going on for you? It's coming up.
What else is
Talking Vagine animated?
I am so excited about because my vagine is all of Twitter.
It's a wonderful interview with Dolly Parton.
Yes, it is.
She miraculously looks so much younger than now.
Let's be honest, she hasn't changed in 30 years.
She hasn't.
She's a mannequin. She's a Madame Tussauds in the making.
Working 9 to 5. Anyway.
What a skill. I hope you have that on your resume. How are you at karaoke?
Is that special skills?
I suck.
Do you really? But do you do it?
I'm at karaoke. I'm not very good at karaoke.
Are you a chanteuse?
I used to be, and then my voice my voice went to hell.
Oh, I'm sure you have a couple of bars in you.
And I'm sure you've been in a couple of bars.
If they were gold, it would be better.
Shitting gold. So then we're going to go back to YouTube because we're here for you two, and I want to do it instead of you doing it for yourself. So if you look up Joel Bryant, something else comes up, and there is
joelbryant.net.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but if you look it up,
what's that?
You come across an inspirational speaker, and his motto is "No games, no gimmicks, just God."
Yeah, that would not be the
mine. Take that on.
That would not be mine. I wanted to do a riff on it. There's a guy named Joel Bryant out there who is, I guess, very, I think, religious. I don't know. I've been around his website. He's an inspirational speaker, and he has high moral values and speaks of Jesus quite often.
And he's black, and you're clearly not.
Right. And it makes me wonder, like, if anybody from, like, my high school days is like, I wonder what Joel Bryant's up to and goes there, and like, holy crap, something's changed.
Right. So,
but
so
I have no idea.
For clarification's sake,
joelbryant.net.
.net, and it's devongreen.com.
Right.
Takes you to the same place.
It does. There is a Joel Bryant dot. Com, though, but don't go there.
And there's a joelbryant1.com, too.
Yeah, don't go there either. That's not me either.
I think no games, no gimmicks. Just God.
Just God.
Okay, who said this? There is just one life for each of us, our own.
Anita Franco? I have no clue.
How lesbian of you. I love it.
She's fantastic. I love Anita Franco.
That was Euripides.
Are you dropping Euripides now?
Maybe you should get that looked at.
We have some shows coming up. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you flinched.
What else?
Is there something you'd like to tell us?
Well, it's
he was leaving trails.
Sunday's beaten day. No.
Well, I have a number you can call for domestic violence.
No, we don't domestically
for
violent.
More. You're not strong enough, Joel. You can't take me down.
You're scrappy. We don't domestically violate
each
other.
No, just go to the website. But I think the show in Albuquerque is going to be super great. We're going to crack out some things just because that's Joel's hometown. So it's essentially his homecoming show. And there's so many great talents that come out of there, such as Neil Patrick Harris, such as a Freddie Prinze Jr., such as a Tony
Vincent, right?
He's amazing. Amazing performer. He did
the Broadway guy.
Green Day.
The new musical, the Green Day musical, American Idiot.
Amazing.
Have you heard of that?
No.
They turned American Idiot into a musical.
I can't say that I have, actually.
I'm still singing all fancy. You think Freddie Prinze Jr. is talented?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
I'm sorry.
He had a moment.
She's All That is a really good movie.
He had a window.
He got really talented when he married Sarah Michelle Gellar.
He's on 24 now.
Is he really?
Yeah, so apparently he's got some kind of talent. I don't know what it is.
He's good looking.
Yes, yeah, he's attractive.
So you don't really need to be talented, right?
It's true.
You don't need to be. It helps if you're not
talented.
And
for instance, I'm just kidding.
Oh, snap, yo.
I'm here.
And then We got web series to push, too.
Push away.
Streamies, right?
Streamies, yes. Betty Bowers. Just mm-hmm. go to streamies.org.
Right, BettyBowers.com. Check
yeah,
that
Betty
out.
Yeah, Betty Bowers. But it's best hosted web series, mm-hmm. and it's Betty Bowers.
AfterJudgment.com web series I did. Check that out. Suckandmoan.com, new web series.
That's in our bedroom.
Suckandmoan.com. You can Google that, though you probably go to the wrong website. It's good. It's about vampires and zombies.
I love vampires.
Do you love vampires? Do you like the new vampires or the old ones?
I like them all. And I'll tell you why.
Oh.
Oh, you left them. Oh, precious.
Oh, your cute scarf is now.
She added colors to it.
It's like ochre colored now.
Ochre.
What's your vampire
obsession? I love vampires.
Are you a Twihard?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good.
I'm really not. That's the one that I'm not a big fan of, but I'm really fascinated by all the mythology that comes around the vampires.
Like real vampires. Like,
No, just like every movie, every myth, every little like story about vampires has its own mythology, and it kind of changes for each person.
Right.
And so it's really interesting to me. And even country-wise, you know, it's a lot different. And
from
I'm a vampirologist.
Are you a vampirologist?
Yes.
It does change country to country. It's I prefer the Haitian vampires myself.
Like, there's succubi. There are come by here's. And wait, that was... Yeah, never mind.
That's left me with emotional hubris.
You Canadian people.
There's are you born and raised here? Are you?
Honey, I'm a Texan.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Texan.
Through and through.
Where at?
Joel, you ended on a
Texas.
Preposition.
Oh.
I am originally from a small town north of Dallas.
Oh. All right.
Football team. I fit in real well there.
Is that why you're here now?
No. I got conned into moving out here.
For who?
My best friend. Mm. She was a bitch, and then she didn't move there. Move here. There. She moved there, not here.
And where is she now?
Hi, she's in my favorite city, New York City.
Oh, I'm going to New York in 2 weeks.
What are you doing in New York?
Well, I'm going to, After Judgment is going to be screened at Christie's Auction House. Because they're auctioning off branding, advertising for web series and TV shows and movies. Mm-hmm. So I'm big red carpet and open bar and screening and all that kind of fancy crap.
Tell her I said, hey, girl, hey.
I will. Tell her to come on down to the red carpet. Devin's not going,
yay.
So
boo.
Need someone who can drink
I'll be here
as
with
much
the PR grapevine.
We're so horny.
They love you guys right now.
Actually, regardless, they've been such super friends, and they are one of the largest advertising agencies that just are, I'm sorry, PR companies that look after and cater to and promote and are super positive for the community.
Yeah.
Yep.
They have some great
They have
clients.
Like Pink Banana and stuff like that. They're really cool. Amanda Lepore, Basket.
Amanda. I live for Amanda, by the way.
Super great, right?
So, webisodes.
yes, webisodes.
You guys both worked on also, and I, for some reason, just wrote down the acronym, but LFTI, Left Side. I can't think of the...
Life from the Inside.
Okay, never mind.
And now
so we're you sell lovely garments on cafepress.com.
That's right. Thank you for bringing that up. You know what?
I'm here to work for you, Devin Green.
Only sell things that make us money. That's always only pitch things that make us cash.
If any of your listeners tonight, you know what? We actually Joel did long term relationship. Back soon, we were both in
Matrimonium. Gone But Not Forgotten, all available on TLA Video.
Tala
Video, or something else. What's the other one?
You know what? Any of your listeners, if they call in right now and they say,
Amazon.
Hey, Devin Green, I'm going to buy a t-shirt from your little store that you go to devingreen.com and buy a t-shirt, I'm going to call them up. I'll give them a call when they buy a t-shirt.
And mention Dina and Greg.
Yes,
and mention,
I will.
Mention
you know
Dina
what?
And
That's
Greg.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
I love it.
Why
oh,
don't
my
you...
God. Time for another quote. Here we go.
I love quote time.
You're going to get this one. I'm a supporter of gay rights and not a closeted supporter either. From the time I was a kid, I have never been able to understand attacks upon the gay community. There are so many qualities that make up a human being. By the time I get through with all the things that I really admire about people, what they do with their private parts is probably so low on the list that it is irrelevant.
And I think I know this.
Say it.
Hitler? George Bush.
Senior or junior?
Senior?
That's a catchy quote. It just kind of rattles off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does. So,
GP, do you need a clue?
Yes. I've not heard GP in ages.
You like his sauce. You like his sauce.
I feel like I need to go to the restroom.
Is it milk?
Paul Newman.
Oh, Paul Newman.
Or, I'm sorry, his salad dressing.
It's like his sauce.
Sauce, salad dressing.
Salad sauce.
Oh, hey, girl.
Salad sauce.
It's all rich.
It's all condiments all when
ranch.
You come down.
Doesn't he make spaghetti sauce, though, too?
Or did?
Oh, did he?
Isn't there Newman's own spaghetti sauce?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
He did die.
Oh, for
last
heaven's
year.
Sake.
How dare you?
Oh, no.
Aww.
Old Blue Eyes is now.
Hey, you know what?
I know.
At least you're pretty.
I just wanted to bring the energy right down.
He was sick because he was sick because he was old.
We would like to bring it down now. So I was really fascinated when I found out you are an ice skater.
No, I'm a professional
figure
skater.
There we go. Okay. I'm sorry the term
have you been,
fell out of my head.
Have you been on the ice? You didn't want a little sow
I've
cow?
Been on that.
A little Lutz? Huh? Winter Olympics are coming up.
I love it, double Lutz.
Just wait until the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, starting in February, I believe. Are you going to be peeled? Are you going to be watching?
I'm going to be
peeled.
Are
you sponsored by the Winter Olympics?
No, but they're in the great, they're in
yes,
Canada.
Yes, we are. By the Luge. The segment brought to you by Luge.
I actually like the Luge.
The Luge is pretty cool.
I know, it's really cool.
Have you tried it? Have you gone skating?
The vodka luge, you know, the...
Don't put
the vodka. Oh, yeah. No, I don't mean like the two-man luge.
Oh,
well, maybe. There you go.
I've been on the ice and I'm not good with it, but I like watching it.
Can you do a little jump or anything?
I can't.
A bunny hop?
I can barely stay in a straight line.
Oh.
It happens.
Is that when you get pulled over on a weekend?
Well, it's like, It's like I have to turn really slowly.
Why don't we have an ice skating
And I have to take
event.
Up that whole time. I, you know what?
Let's. The four of us should invite everyone to go ice skate. I would love to see you ice skate.
Let's do it.
I would love it.
I'm going to wear a short little outfit and be all hot and
glamour
blinged. And
I'd be like, Dina, that's a tennis skirt. Go change.
I was dressed as an ice skater for Halloween this year.
And I was dressed as Muscles. We went as each other.
We dressed up as each other for Halloween. But
I would have liked to have seen that. Where is that? Where can I find
Joel
the pictures?
Had, Joel had buck teeth and glasses, one eyebrow, a bunch of moles.
It's good radio. I'll show it to you on my phone. But I know
we
this.
We ask that people watch with their ears. So
I do know this. Devin is a great ice skating coach and teacher because she took me out on the ice and she gave me a whole routine and everything. We spent a day where I got the full coaching from Devin, and she would just yell at me from the stands. She yelled at me.
When I skate, Joel, he pretends he's a judge. I go, faster, higher,
stronger. Yell in like an empty rink down that culvert.
There's
area.
No one, and he's screaming his head off at me.
You can go faster.
It's I love good. It.
Yeah. And then I turn into like ice castles, and he throws a rose, and I'm like, what? And my blades go over it, and I pretend I'm blind, and then I crack my skull. You guys never saw that film, did you?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
But Angie is peeing her pants right now. She's like,
she is peeing her pants.
Here we go. That's there we go. That's Devin and I for Halloween.
Nice.
Me as the ice skater, and Devin is me, right there.
Can you,
that is something else, honey.
Can you roller skate?
I can roller skate.
I mean, if you have that kind of passion, the second that you said, I like figure skating, I bet you got something in you. You got the fire in your belly.
I've got something in my belly right now.
There's fire somewhere.
There's fire.
It burns anyway.
I use an ointment.
There's a burning sensation somewhere in that area, sure.
Did you do any sports? Croquet or something?
Bowling.
I'm a competitive eater. I'm just kidding. No.
Shug down a sock, hot dog.
I can do that. But that's, you know, another talent that's
right,
on
right.
the resume, and everybody knows that. So,
I can put down a banana
football.
Like nobody's business.
I played football in junior high.
Did you really? And what
okay, by playing football, I sat on the sidelines the whole time.
Okay. Were you the wide receiver?
I was nothing.
And she only did it because she was told that she has to do something because she can't do cheerleading.
So you went to practice and put on the pads and the whole thing, and they just kind of
and the kids were so pissed off at me because I was in the front smiling and everybody else was like angry face, and I'm like,
because it was a camera for the team shot,
exactly,
like all made up and everything. You're the one with your nails up by your face.
I'm like,
did you do a
she's in pads?
Excuse me, number 34, no jazz hands, please. The team photo.
This is not a glamour shot.
You were like doing come hither looks in the back of the bleachers.
Exactly.
Line them up.
Sat on the bench just to look at the asses on the sideline.
Oh, yes.
How long did that last? The football career.
I had to do it for a full 2 years.
Did you really?
Can I tell you, 2 a-days in the middle of summer in Texas?
I know.
It's not fun.
And football in Texas isn't nothing to mess with
it
either.
It is not.
They're for reals.
They didn't. That's why I sat on the sidelines. They were like, okay,
reals.
No.
They're for reals.
Do you wish you could relive that and do it differently now?
I would change nothing. I would go back into that locker room.
I've got a way to motivate the team.
Except I would wear heels this time. Right.
It's an odd cleat, just one long cleat. No, it's a heel, thank you.
They're Dolce.
Were you roped into any sports in the in your youth in Wisconsin?
Active in sports.
They got curling and whatnot up there, right?
Yeah. I was
ice hockey, lacrosse.
I know how to skate, but I didn't play hockey. I was more of a runner, basketball, tennis.
The fancier sports.
Yeah.
Ones where you have to wear collared shirts.
The rich man sport.
The rich man sport.
I grew up in a trailer in a town of 400 people, though, so I definitely am not rich. But I tried to be, I guess.
So you never had cashews? Because those are the rich man's nuts.
With that face.
Well, I have some right here.
you really grew up in a trailer.
I did. I'm trailer trash.
Likewise.
Are you trash, though?
I come from trailer trash, but really not really, because...
But look at you now. You don't wear it on your...
You sprang from the head of the trailer trash.
I was raised on tuna mac and mayonnaise sandwiches. And look where I am now, mama. Oh.
So anyway,
I can eat a hot dog now.
And I only got to chop up pickles
filled
my
with
relish.
Cheese.
Hebrew National, to be precise.
Did you eat government cheese?
No,
government cheese was always the best. Even though I didn't qualify for government cheese.
We hit a nerve.
But somehow I got government cheese, and I loved it.
I lived in Wisconsin. We didn't touch government cheese
because you had real cheese.
Oh, okay.
It was Wisconsin cheese.
I'm a Texan. We had government
cheese.
We were happy about that. I don't know. I like cheese.
Who doesn't?
I know.
If you don't like,
can
cheese,
I get a cracker?
Thank you.
So now we know where we're all from. Where are you from? You're from Canada? No, you're not.
Oh yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
Watch your mouth.
She is serious about it, too.
You
I saw
watch
that.
Watch your mouth.
For real.
Canada.
Canadian
I can't
pride.
Watch my mouth.
Oh, you've been to Canada.
Never.
Then
yes,
you get
I have.
Going. You get, you
I have,
get up there.
I have. I love Toronto. I love Vancouver.
Oh, we were just there for Christmas time. Fantastic. And we overlooked the Olympic Village. We had a walkthrough. Everything looks to be in order. The games can go on.
Well, and
they had us specifically there.
They called in quality control.
Get Joel and Devin up here. Make sure no terrorists can infiltrate.
The same thing happened to me when they were in Salt Lake City. They said, the games have been over for 2 years now. You can come look. You're allowed to come hither now.
They let you in Salt Lake City. Wow.
I was sneaky. I had a baseball hat on.
Yeah, I was wearing a jersey.
We were actually
and it was like 3 a.m.
But we had trouble because we were on an international flight coming back to L.A. on the 26th. And the 25th, there was the threat. And they patted us up. They touched my snout. They did.
Because you do have a nice nose.
The nose knows.
Like 6 times. And even as we...
And I said, don't do it again. Don't do it again. Don't do it again.
Even in midair, the guy next to me just feeling me up the whole time.
Just
he said he was security.
Sure you got nothing there.
He said he was security. Still comes over once a day, too, just to make sure I'm not packing.
I thought things were peculiar when they put on that second glove.
And they call their friends over.
I'm certain there's liquid in there.
And there's a Polaroid that comes
out. Why do you guys have to film this? It's just for security reasons.
Oh, dear.
Did you sign a model release?
Wait, what's Simon Rex doing here?
Oh, dear.
Snout touching and ice skating and more.
Fun with Devin.
defile or debase? What should we do?
I say let's begin with one and finish with the other.
Yes. Huzzah.
Devin is from the...
huzzah! The northern... I love that word, huzzah. I have not heard anyone use that in forever, and I love it.
We're in medieval times all of a sudden.
Huzzah!
Once in a while, I'll throw it off. I'll see you in the morrow.
Do you do Renaissance fairs?
No.
That seems like it might be your bag with the morrow and the
huzzah. We need to ask. No, I mean,
she's all, you're really.
Do
nerdy.
You do reenactments?
Reenactments like what?
Civil War reenactments.
That's not Wisconsin. That's the South.
Wisconsin's the farthest north. That's about as far as you can get from the Civil War.
Well, we're a kind of
kind, relaxed people. That takes effort. unless it's you know, dealing with outside and just drinking, then we don't do it. You know,
Devin's all.
You can't drink and reenact the Civil War.
I barely know where I am at the best time.
She's all, I got booked for a movie. I said the Pledge of Allegiance and they gave me my card.
Yes!
Hi, how are you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
She is an American citizen now, though.
That's so awesome. Dual citizen. I was very proud. So I make. But 2 months after I became a citizen, jury duty. And I've been on three times.
Shut up, really?
Oh, yeah.
She loves it, though. She feels she's a good citizen.
No, I have to be a
good
citizen.
You never have?
Yeah.
Not even called in?
And now that I said it, it's totally going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Not even called in.
Really?
Well, I think once, but I was going to Cuba, and I got out of it, so.
What did you think? I'm sorry to interrupt. What did you think of Cuba? Because I've been there.
I loved it. We spent the entire summer there. And we studied in Havana, Santiago, Baracoa. We went all over.
Oh, you say those words like you're a Spanish newscaster.
So not.
Soldado, Brian.
I loved it. Anyway, I loved it. It was years ago, though. That's all I got.
That's good. How'd you get into Cuba?
Drake University does a program every other summer.
Oh, really? And they let you guys
They
in?
Send about 30 students there, and it's just a class for the summer.
Oh, it's
to
not
study.
Like detox or anything?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Although,
not
you know
Bay.
We were in Guantanamo, but we couldn't go on the bay because there was a lightning storm or something, but that doesn't deal with anything we're talking about.
Well, it's fascinating. Why'd you put your laptop away?
We have to go now?
No, I'm more interested in other things right now.
Do we have to go?
No.
Are you getting IM?
Okay, guys, you got to go.
You're getting an IM booty call, aren't you?
I wish.
Oh,
what, are you kidding me?
That's what it was.
I manage once a year.
You what?
I manage to get touched once a year.
By whom? What? Tell me.
Randomly.
Is this a schedule thing? you should fly from Vancouver more.
No, I can't. I'm on a schedule. Once a year.
I think Dina's going to be going up and down from Vancouver for their security check now.
Yay.
Huh?
I like security checks.
Mm-hmm. Do you need me to handle something?
No, I'm fine. Thanks.
Because I got words.
She's got words. I love it. Why?
No, something's gone on. Something's gone down. Something's transpired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's quote time.
Let me open it up again. Just
you
so
have a lazy eye. Here's some perspective. Who said that? No. You have a lazy eye. Here's some perspective.
Sigmund Freud?
Gene Hackman.
Ah. Who is that?
Devin Green on Twitter.
Shocker!
I like how you put your quotes in with like Euripides and Paul Newman and Hitler and Devin Green on Twitter.
Who said this one? It's all happening! !
Oh, that's me.
Yep.
I need to change that.
No, don't change it. It's
all
quaint.
Happening. And obvious.
She's all provincial. But
so how did you guys meet?
Whoa.
Oh, interesting.
Jeez, okay,
oh, that's
trying
a great,
to break us
that's
up.
A great
All
question.
Right,
awkward,
fine.
Okay.
You got to watch out for that one, trust me.
Kiss of death.
That's right. Here's how we met. And
first of all, do you have any snacks?
We have...
I was forced to buy. I was forced to buy something.
They're cashews. Watch. You broke his veneer. They're close to cashews.
Dried fruit. Almonds.
Why did you have to buy something?
Well, I was getting my Red Bull, and he's like, you have to get something. And I needed something. You know, I'm like, oh, I'll grab it. I'll have it for. I'll
he was hoping you would grab the prophylactic.
But open it up and snack on it. You're the sick one.
Wait. So you buy a Rebel, but you can't buy a Rebel by itself.
It was a minimum charge on credit card.
And, so you got Todd's treats.
Oh, you've got no disposable cash, dude.
Makes a lot.
It's my debit card. Sorry.
Let me tell you how we met, because Devin's going to tell you a totally different story.
I'm going to talk to you because it's going to be different.
Here's how we met. We were
the person behind you, Devin, would really like to hear it.
We were training at the same theater at the time, in improv training, and Devin was a teacher and I was a student,
but not
in the same class. I just like to throw that in because it sounds lascivious. which I misspelled, by the way. Thanks for correcting me on Facebook.
I had to look it up in the dictionary.com.
Did you?
Anyways.
Okay. I didn't want to make the effort. I was like,
I liked the word. I was just like, I'm so fascinated by this word, but I want to make sure I'm spelling it right. Not that I even.
And then one by one, and we were at we went to a function, a party afterwards.
I'm sorry, I never eat solid food. Take this away.
Should we blend it? Do we need to blend it for you? It's gonna stretch out your pantyhose.
That was the potpourri.
Oh my gosh.
What's this package say? Please don't eat. What is that? Put this in flowers. It smells. It smells.
So Joel
like
came on to me.
I did not. I was, that's her story. And I showed up at this function, this party, and everybody's drinking, having a good time. It's raining outside, just because the rain's romantic. And, yeah. And, here's the thing. She had brought a jacket that I had left at the club, and she brought it trying to find out whose jacket it was, kind of like Cinderella with her glass slipper. And, it ended up being my jacket. And, she's showing you my ring right now.
It's a wedding ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what that was on his ring?
Can you read the inside of it?
The inside of his ring says, "Don't fuck up." I just don't know what to say.
That's my inscription.
It's positive, though. It's not an admonition.
It's encouragement, daily encouragement.
I take it very positively. Anyway, she knew it was my jacket. I know she did. And so she, it's your jacket. What's your name? Da da da. One thing led to another. It starts to rain. She has an umbrella. She pulls my hand. She pulls my hand and pulls me under the umbrella with her. And then from there,
his hand.
No.
Creepster.
No.
Creepster.
I was like, is this really a French film? I'm like, is this really a French film? Like,
your move was this. I'm standing next to her, and her hand goes like this. I'm standing like our hands, but her hands are like down. Her hand starts going, like knocking on my hand, and then like, hello, can I come in? And then like, it's like one finger at a time. She like roped me in like it was like Sarlacc's pit eating Boba Fett. That was a good reference if you're a Star Wars fan.
Maybe you should wear ripped dungaree pants to parties where I can fit my hand up to your nuts. How about that?
And the rain came down and we... Oh, I think we...
So the story is they both got drunk and fucked.
Don't remember. Nope. No, we didn't do the second part.
Oh, we've been together 11 years. This mm-hmm. is 12, going on 12 years.
Right on.
It is. Only been married for two of those, though.
Yeah, fresh marriage.
Fresh. Another on that.
It's fresh.
My mom and my stepdad waited 10 years.
Did they really?
They're perfectly, like, they're going on, this year will be 20 years now.
Oh,
married.
I love hearing that.
20 years married, 30 years together. So.
Would either of you like to be in a committed relationship?
I don't know why I said unfortunately. Yes, I would.
unfortunately, yes.
Would you,
I don't know. I would not.
Really?
It's not for everybody.
I am obsessed with my wedding. I want to get married. I don't want to even court. I will date you three times. Let's get married. I want diamonds. I want the wedding in New York City during the fall.
You
want
to be the belle of the ball.
And her husband's name is Dr. Dan. And coincidentally, there's a new Cheers commercial that there's a bunch of daytime actors on. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, yes, come in. Come in, Dr. Dan. And in walks like... one of the soap opera stars, and he's Dr. Dan, and I'm like, Dina, there's your husband. My story was very pleasant and hilarious.
I enjoyed it.
In
so
my
pursue
dreams.
It. Why not? Why
I
not
mean,
pursue
I am.
Dr. Dan?
I'm looking for Dr. Dan.
So you want diamonds?
In my dreams, I call him Vanderbilt. Dr.
Like
Daniel
college?
Vanderbilt.
Dr. Daniel Vanderbilt. They got married
in Central Park as Dina Martinez was lowered by a helicopter as not to ruin her Vera Wang dress.
And
or
heels.
Jimmy Choo shoes.
Oh, you really do see it. You had
no, honey, it's
gone. Okay, I got it.
So every guy who should ever kind of be attracted to me should run, unless they're ready to get married.
Okay. But then wouldn't you just be as quick to annul it? Wouldn't you be like, "Oh, that was a fun party last night"?
No,
no,
no. I think you're in for the.
I'm in
you
for
want it.
It.
You
if
want
there's
it.
A, I do.
Yeah, and when you get those diamonds, you make sure one goes right here on your front
right
tooth.
There.
Okay,
it's done. The order has been placed.
Daniel Vanderbilt. What a snooty name.
Thanks.
Really,
Dina Martinez Vanderbilt.
And, and then she'll. Right. Would you like?
I know.
Would you like heirs to the throne?
No.
Heirs.
Yeah, this. The
hell
guy.
No.
The
I'm
pilot.
Taking it with me. Pilot's a good one,
I was
too.
Even speaking to the pilot.
In slurs.
And somehow he was like, I know, right? And it's his fault. He kept buying me drinks. I'm like, feed me drinks. I'm yours. Take me.
That usually leads to huge New York weddings. I'm surprised.
I know, right? Somehow it ended up and the conversation came up. Do you want kids? No. I said, when I meet my husband, he's going to dedicate all of his time to me. I am not going to divide his energies. It's to me.
You are very specific.
I'm a little.
But look at
that. You should go on J date.
She's a magnet. She sees it and she calls it to her. She summons it to her because she doesn't want.
Calls or traps?
Ensnares. Ensnares.
Well, look at. She has to be
humane.
Very specific. She doesn't,
humane.
She doesn't want to negotiate for what she really wants.
Right.
Right.
Right?
I will
with
grab
your sister?
It.
All right.
But what if you.
Dina Martinez for city council.
Oh, Lord.
But you want the commitment?
I do. I
Greg.
Really,
you want to, like, settle down and...
I want kids.
Have a...
Yep.
And how many months has been your longest relationship?
Months?
I've never That's been in one. Line. I get rid of people quickly, and it's not... It's just I know myself so well that if you don't have, you know, at least yourself knowledgeable, you familiar with yourself,
right?
Then bye.
What's the point
we can
in wasting
be friends.
Your time?
Right.
You know what? It, honestly, it's almost like it's just a numbers game. I'm sure you two are racking up quite.
What's no. the tally?
I'm winning the game.
Is it a competition?
Trust me, it's a numbers game.
But if
but
that lovely architect
field.
Last from last night at Rich's gets the job here in L.A., call me.
So you met a nice architect last
night.
Oh,
he's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah?
I met him first.
Oh, really?
Would you be the flower girl or preside over the nuptials?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, she'd serve me the drinks.
Right, she's bartendress.
You look lovely
yes,
in a bow tie.
Absolutely.
Thanks for parking the cars, Dina, at the wedding. Thanks, Greg.
Dina.
Did you,
oh no!
Did you make monkey with this architect?
No, it didn't. It was the end of the night. It was we just just talked for a second and
once again
I threw it out there. I threw it out there in the world. If it comes back, yay! If not, then it was nice to meet him.
Monkey on the dick. Monkey on the dick.
We came across this CD in my car, Mercedes. Did you? She was a rapper, female gangster rapper from the early 90s.
No,
or late 90s. Anyway, that's what we
monkey
got.
Monkey on the dick. Monkey
what was
on
her
the
big
dick?
Hit?
She had
was
lyrics like...
Monkey on the dick.
She had lyrics like, if you're going down on... If you're... What is it? If you're going down on me, you're buying my drawers or...
Oh my.
They only fucking me when I'm giving them head. Lovely lyrics like that.
What you know, she's up to now.
She was very poetic.
A wordsmith of sorts.
I think I bought some crack from her in the alley last weekend. What is she doing now? Mercedes.
The last time I was at the gay bar, you know what happened?
What?
I went to reach back for Joel's hand as we were.
That's not as good as you're thinking. I know where you're going.
No. And so we're, it was so many men, and I just need to get outside for a brief reprieve. And so I grabbed Joel's hand and we're outside, and it was the dishwasher. And so the
dishwasher was walking through the club, and she reached back, grabbed, pulled him all the way through the club. To go out, never even looking back. And she gets outside and looks back. It's a little 4 foot tall Mexican guy. And he was just like.
There's a huge line waiting. And so there's me like this. And then I turned around, and I didn't want to be rude to go, oh, my God, I'd never be with someone like you. I was just like, oh, I thought you, and I said, I thought you were my husband. And Joel comes out like,
you made his night, though. He was like, holy crap, she's taking me to a car.
He really?
Finally, a girl comes in here. I can go to the, I can get some, I get laid on my job. He was so excited.
He really was excited.
Yeah, he almost made his night.
So sweet. That's what happens when I go to a gay bar.
She walks out with a dishwasher every single time.
Do we need to like put like restrain you? Like, I have nothing. I'm sorry. There's nothing coming out of my boca.
Well, and for your trouble, I will give you head.
So I took you this far. Might as well finish you off.
Are we overwhelming you? Or are you,
no. I just had nothing just witty off? To come back.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
It was a long drive. It was a long drive from San Diego.
I just like to giggle.
Thank you for the trail mix, by the way.
You're welcome.
Good.
So, what else do you? What else would you guys like to bring up? Because
what else we got promoting? Nothing. That's about it. As far as like selling our souls,
Streamies. Mm-hmm. PR great, but just because they're nice people, we like hanging out with nice folk. You know what I mean?
What about some of the folks we're hanging out with? Like maybe like
no photographers, artists, and that kind of.
And we're gonna cut to a track real quickly.
Whoa!
We were playing charades right now. Charades.
Yes, we were.
Oh, I love that game.
And the Albuquerqueans, come on and see a show. How about that?
All right.
Are you hungry? Let's go get some red velvet muffins.
Oh.
So,
I think good. That's code.
But
do
I don't
you
think,
smoke?
No, it's not code at all.
Do you smoke?
So, no, I don't.
But we don't, you know, as far as like pushing stuff, selling our soul, you know, I don't think we have much.
Well, let's talk about
promo.
Let's talk about media shit then.
Let's. Media shit.
Yeah, media shit.
Media shit.
So, Harry Reid this week said the word Negro.
Yes.
Negro.
On his news thing. Is he a news guy?
Harry,
I know.
Is it? Well, we'll jump off
that,
that one.
Harry Winston.
This is the guy who didn't recognize Fergie. When
let's talk about
face
this
to face.
Hawaii has run out of money. Their government has run out of in their budget, so they need to hold an election for a congressman, and they don't have enough money to do it. So we're talking, and we think that they should just turn into American Idol, get a sponsorship, throw it on the TV, and have people call in. It's what 500,000 people,
like a popularity kind of a vote,
yeah,
kind of a thing. Here's what I don't get. How hard is it? You don't need... Here's the problem with the those elections. They have like these voting poll booths and like fancy like computer things. It's like, look, just go in, have a piece of paper, and you got three guys' names on it, and you put a little X in the box, and you have one Hawaiian guy who's got nothing else going on because he's stoned on the beach all day playing guitar. Count him up.
That's how I thought Devin got you.
Pretty much.
It was a ukulele.
It doesn't seem super complicated. Right? Like you wouldn't need money for that?
They said they need $1 million, and they've only got $5,000 until January.
Hawaii
June,
does?
I mean. Yeah.
Wow.
To do this.
I think the tourism board should start chipping in.
Seriously?
Well, there we go now. We're rolling with
or, how about they lower their effing hotel prices? We can all go out there for a visit and give them some money.
Hello, goodbye.
Exactly. Or, you know, they could just hire the people that you had in Salt Lake City to do the check-ins at the airport.
The security
and
people.
Greg and I will offer to run the election for you.
How about this? You know, like, just get everybody
for
in Hawaii.
For $5,000.
we'll save you a cool $995,000 off the top right there. How about this? Just get everybody in a room, like an auditorium, and just, you know, like how they do popularity contests, like a costume contest, and you just, like...
Or a pageant.
Yeah, and you put your hand over their head, and everybody cheers, yay! And then you have a little noise recorder.
I love it.
And you're like, hey, he got the most votes.
You know what I say?
And then make a party out of it. Serve some poi.
Sell some of their lava from the volcanoes, just like the Berlin Wall.
There you go.
Because they can always make more. Because they're constantly making more lava.
Well, only if they get you to sign it with like a glitter pen.
How the F is Hawaii broke?
I have no clue.
How is California broke? That's the question.
We know that.
That goes in too deep. But how's it from Hawaii broke?
The earthquakes are getting closer to Sacramento, though. So.
I say we cut Hawaii loose.
Now current event. Really?
Are we changing the format of the show now?
Apparently.
Commentary?
I don't care. Give us a current event. Anything.
I tried.
He just did. Then I got all soapboxy. I say we just cut Hawaii loose as a state. Really.
But they're floating already.
It's a tour spot. Just go, hey, you guys are great as a territory. They are floating.
What? Dina Martinez has won. So. Transgender. There's a transgender appointee that Obama made a transgender appointee for.
For what?
For advisor to the Commerce Department. Miss
Sales.
No, Amanda Simpson.
Retail.
She.
Amanda Simpson.
Yeah, that's
the
me.
Forgotten Simpson sister, the one Joe doesn't push.
Yep.
Oh, so there's a transgender
woman
in the cabinet.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Out of the closet and in the cabinet.
Whatever. So anyway, and there was this big thing.
Cabinet.
I'm just really
you were
this was a good thing for you know
news.
Obviously for me, yeah, because you know I have nothing to do with politics, and at least there's someone.
But now you
represent can represent my people.
Now you have something to shoot for.
Exactly. I want to be a first lady president.
With
trans lady.
With Daniel Vanderbilt. Trans lady.
I can't wait to meet him.
Like, I think you know different languages then if you're a trans lady.
I am a trans lady.
Who, Barack? Would you like to meet him?
I'd love to meet Barack.
You would, wouldn't you? You like that?
We had a conversation about that on the ride down to San Diego.
Do we?
The taste.
The taste of Barack?
A taste.
He's delicious.
Like a Barack bar? Were you talking about...
cover my ace with boobies.
Were you talking about filleting the president?
I was not talking about filleting anyone.
What a lady.
Right then regarding the president. But
right now, right now, his security team has been listening in to like CIA headquarters is like perking up. Like, wait a second. We got
to
record
They're like, wait,
this.
We have to fly her in now?
Uh-oh. We got to get Obama some head. What was the discussion? Did you finally figure out how he tasted?
No.
Are you into taggers?
Taggers? What are taggers?
Tigers, not taggers. Did you say tigers or taggers?
Tiger Williams.
Tiger Williams?
What's his name?
Tiger Woods.
So you're trying to discuss current events with someone who doesn't even know Tiger Woods' full name?
So, do you watch television?
No, no tiger for
we
me.
We do. We watch...
Or tagger.
What do you watch?
Or tagger. No taggers. Food Network.
Food Network.
Oh, love the Food
Paula
Network.
Dane.
Oh.
Paula Dane.
We're just like, oh, let's start off with 7 sticks of butter. Oh.
Butter pops.
Mm-hmm.
Butter fried with butter.
I went to her restaurant in Savannah.
Uh-huh.
Not that good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
What?
That's sad to hear.
Say something positive now.
Oh, but it was fun waiting in line to get in. With all
but
the,
I have a 10-inch cock.
With all the other tourists. With all the other tourists in their fanny packs.
Yeah.
It was fun waiting in line.
This morning, speaking of fanny packs, this morning while I was lying in my friend Laura's bed, just hungover.
Wondering how you got there.
You wonder why you don't have a boyfriend.
Where are my pants?
That's the first hurdle.
We're watching the news. And by the way, have you ever like watched the news on the weekend? I never really have in the morning. It's all like they do something stupid and then they talk about the weather. And they do something stupid and they talk about the weather. And we're fuckers because our weather never changes. Anyway, it went to an infomercial and it had this electrical ab contraption that looked like a fanny pack.
My friend does those commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Can
yeah.
I tell you a little bit
does
of behind
the scenes? Is he single? Is his name Dr. Daniel?
Vanderbilt.
Of course.
Really.
He's a dancer, everybody. A dancer.
He was born with those abs, but he said that when they were shooting it, the woman host, she turned it on to like super high, and he went, like it was like everything just like came all ripped out. But they kept going. So were you inspired to buy
I've had
this
that
product?
Happen before.
You need to work on that gag reflex if you're going to...
You just got to keep going.
I was so not inspired to buy that product, no.
Really? Have you seen the Hawaiian chair? The Hawaiian chair?
No.
Oh, the Hawaiian chair infomercial? YouTube it. Oh, it's the best infomercial ever.
Have you seen that little pony that vibrates? It's for...
It's for children.
Children. Really?
Some little girl will be really happy.
They gotta learn at some point.
She grew up quick.
Madeline, are you pregnant?
Why is she so tired?
She's hemorrhaging.
Someone's got an appetite.
She's
oh,
hemorrhaging.
No.
What's wrong with you, children?
Mama, I broke my hymen.
I lost my hymen to an aquine.
Mr. Bryant, we'd like to have you come in for a parent-teacher conference. Your daughter has been caught soliciting herself for sex with her teachers.
She's trying to rent out her pony.
That's why we're not breeding. Because our kids would be renting out their ponies.
No kids in the future at all? Or?
Is that an offer?
Whoa. No. Pull the shades down, see what happens.
I've got three Asian babies in my bag.
So, Angelina.
Thanks. You know what we do know about?
What?
Contraception.
I just thank God that I'm barren.
Oh.
Who knows?
I said I thank God that I'm barren. I'm happy. I don't want a baby.
But that's sometimes mistakes happen.
No.
She accidentally gets a uterus put in.
Hey, that's how messiahs are made. That's how messiahs are made.
Do we have a Mary in our midst?
Hey, girl, hey.
Out falls a Muppet.
That would be entertaining.
I'm going to have to turn this around because it's really cutting into my tailbone.
Oh.
I'm so bony.
If you had meat on you.
It's like a tail. It's like a prehensile tail.
I like the little shake.
I'm just going to pose.
She's very woodland creature right now.
You're like Kate Winslet from Titanic.
So this is the model coming out of her.
That's right.
Seeping.
Shepherd's Cove.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, that was great. So we don't want you much but Food Network and infomercials, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Is there any good TV?
That takes up a lot of time.
It does. I'm obsessed with television.
Really? What's the show? What's the big grab?
Project Runway?
What's not? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like... Sorry, I got really emphatic.
Devin loves that.
Yes, I love Project Runway.
Do you like all the cutting and scissoring shows? How about World's Worst Cook or...
No. What do I love? I love all the like HBO.
Launch My Line?
Like, I don't like that much. Oh, I'm really kind of annoyed with the guys.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. I've seen you. Oh, wait. And I've seen you. Out at the clubs.
Really?
Oh. I just no, not like that. God damn it!
No,
I can't
say it,
speak.
Say it, say
I'm
it.
Just kind of like I know you people. I know y'all people.
Like
and? I've seen you in every bar that I've ever been to, and you are not entertaining anymore.
You turn into a black woman on the weekends.
I am a black woman on the inside.
Oh.
You know,
are you mulatto?
I am. I'm high yellow. We are coming down.
What's that?
Talk to me.
What is that?
Hayala?
Could you get Hayala? Out a color grid and show me?
Do you know, Hayala would be...
Hawaiian and...
No. The really light... Chinese? Really light skin.
Mm-hmm.
African-American people. Really light skin. You know, a lot of times they pass as white. And especially back in the day, it's uh-huh. really interesting, but they call it Hayala when you're really pale, when you're really light skinned.
That's a Hayala.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hayala.
Is it derogatory?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I want to be a Hayala.
Everybody laughed when I said Hayala.
How does...
I'm Hayala.
The name. How's one become Hayala? You have to wear a pink thing around your neck.
Uh-huh. You have to join Dina Bala.
Damn.
So both of your parents were African-American?
Yes. Thus the name Martinez.
From Sweden.
You just want to be whatever you want to be.
You know what? Gender change.
Good.
Ethnicity change. Yeah. What do? You know, I love my life.
F it all. Just be who you want to be. Do
I
what
love
you want
me.
To do. Who I cares?
I do want to cover a couple of things real quickly.
Okay.
Because we're coming down
to
the
go?
End of it.
Do you need
to no, I want you to stay here, but I want you to hold on for a second.
How long is the whole show? 7 hours?
It's almost over, right?
It's almost over, yeah.
Really?
This is
we've
insane.
Got
we've got 8 minutes.
What the hell you
so,
say?
So, this Tuesday, which I'm really excited about because I'm a pageant girl.
Oh.
Noah.
But hello, California EOY at the House of Blues this week. And I'm so excited about it. Greg, on the other hand, is not. And
I will be there for a little bit, and then I'm going to Champagne and Chocolate.
And I'm actually helping somebody backstage, too. But I got to meet Shayna Mokler.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
And I was very excited. So, she and Aaron White, who competed against Carrie Prejean,
mm-hmm.
which I have a clip that I can't play tonight, but oh my God, it's
amazing.
Juicy. So I'm trying to have those girls on to talk about Carrie Prejean because you know who she is. Right?
Spill some dirt on her.
I'm so excited.
She needs
they're fabulous because
yeah.
they like to talk. But anyway, so I just want to play this clip about the pageant
that.
So that everybody can find out about it, what's going on, where you can, there's like a big auction of famous people's shoes like Paula Deen,
cool.
Paris Hilton's ugly boots. But I would like to play that if that's okay with you.
Joel, do you take umbrage?
Yes. Should we do a vote? Just like
okay,
a-
and and here we go. And it looks like it may not be loud enough. I love technology. Okay, never mind.
I hear things.
So
well, that was fun.
I know. I'm sad.
I'm
you
exhilarated.
Guys, please, I'm so sad that that didn't turn out.
Do we
as
need
good.
To spill some details about it? Kind of should we make
yes,
up the clip?
Yes, I'm trying to. I had it all in there. Hi, everyone. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Hey, Joel.
Huh?
You're nice.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, Greg.
Greg.
Hi. Nice. Thanks for having us.
You're so well. I'm so happy that you guys are here.
Thanks for having us.
We I'm hating just, every minute yeah. of it.
We were looking forward to it. Hooker.
Thanks.
So, yeah. So
we I'm appreciate just, you having us.
You are welcome
we support,
anytime.
We support. I was just going to say, we support your show, and we appreciate you all having us here.
And there's just some things that we haven't talked about you guys with. Check out both of them on YouTube. All the stuff that they have on YouTube is just hilarious. Nice. Like the bit about your gay father.
Oh.
Honey.
Yeah.
That's one of them it's, is.
He's
like,
right,
one.
Right, right.
There's
that's the problem with doing stand-up comedy in L.A.
Don't look at that
times.
Stuff. I lied. Don't look at that bit.
The problem is that things get recorded and put on there without you knowing about
oh.
it, whether it's good or bad or whether it's okay. a good night or a bad night. Because
there was one that wasn't good and
no.
there was one that was
I know. And trusting. I fully take umbrage with it and I've tried to get it removed because, you know, you have good audiences, bad audiences, good nights, film good, film not good. So that's the problem with doing
it's kind of like
in
a mole.
L.A. is that what's that?
It's kind of like a mole.
Yeah, it's
you know, you
like,
need to get it removed
right,
sometimes
right.
when you just don't want to look at it anymore.
Yes, it's exactly like a mole.
Like
so, but I will be putting up new stand-up videos.
Okay.
But I appreciate the support.
No problem.
It's very sweet.
Like, that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. So we're like a good cup.
Like
we're
sugar.
Very supportive.
I would say any videos you want to see, go to our website to see them.
Go, yeah.
Because you don't know what ends up on YouTube.
You do.
JoelBryant.net or DevinGreen.com. So,
mm-hmm.
right? Did I say it right?
Look
you
at
do.
That.
Okay, or you can just like that.
It's, and you can find it all on their koozies.
Before we finish up, I just want to mention Amazing Chase, Catalina. All that stuff will be up tomorrow.
So
we're only allowing 13 couples. So everyone can do it. But if you don't make the package deal of 13 of the first 26 people, then you need to find your own accommodations and find your own way there. But it's the March 4th through the 7th. It's how we're going to celebrate my 30th birthday and donate some money to HRC. So that's what we're doing for that. There will be more. Now that we've figured out the kinks to Dean and at the bar with Dean and Greg, there will be some more
have
videos
we figured
out.
Them out.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
But if you want to make us
royal
us,
we.
If you want to see us watch us make asses out of ourselves with no sound, watch the video that we haven't taken off yet.
See what happens when you put videos online. You never know what's up there.
It's
and,
true.
At the Drunk on Stage with Tuesday.
Yes.
But we're going to be
Daniels.
At
but it will be at the... okay. I've got all the information. All right. So, California Entertainer of the Year, which is a huge package. Just like you.
Say what?
Judges are going to be... Alec Mappa is hosting it from Ugly Betty. We've got Audrey O'Day from Dan Eddie Kane. New York from I Love New York.
Oh, my
hello.
God. I should be a judge.
I'm so excited. Why aren't you?
Why aren't you?
That's ludicrous.
Go judge.
Calpurnia Adams. Holly Madison. Shayna Mokler. And the scoop that everybody's been dying for is at like halftime or whatever.
Tiffany is performing.
I thought you weren't allowed to say it.
No, I have the scoop. We got to scoop it. Nobody cares. Yeah, they do. They love her.
Yeah.
So you can get tickets on Live Nation. Friday, they were 75% sold out at the House of Blues. So it's a serious event and we're really excited. In addition to that, the No Hate Boys, Adam Buscaa,
yeah.
Jeff, they're going to be out doing pictures.
Oh, nice.
So please come out and get your pictures. And there is a charity auction for the Matthew Shepard Foundation. And it's all the shoes that I was talking about. Ellen DeGeneres has a pair of sneakers in there.
Paula Deen,
Paris Hilton, Selma Hayek's that are moderately cute. Jennifer Aniston, and so all that money's going to the Matthew Shepard Foundation, and so that's really, really, you know, obviously
look at
a great
all the
cause.
Good you do.
It's huge.
Oh
I'm not
goodness.
Doing it. I'm not doing it.
But you're involved with it.
I don't do good. I'm just covering it. Look at me.
Well, you got to do what you can do to get into heaven.
Yeah, and I will. It's true, right? Jesus loves me. So he said when he was coming out of the dish room.
His name was Jesus, and he was at a Home Depot.
The contestant list is freaking crazy. Did I say freaking?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Chad Michaels, Cha-Cha Cachet, Delta Work, Detox, Fantasia L'Amour, Jasmine Masters, Justice Page Counts. Lady K, Samantha Starr, Savannah Stevens, Shay Shay Larice, who is a former Miss US of A Classic. Classic US of A Classic.
Uh-huh.
Sickening. She's one of my girls from way back.
Oh, cool.
Shangela from RuPaul's Drag Race, the new season, and Willem Belly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love.
So,
You almost unplugged your microphone.
It's like, wah.
Or plugged it in.
So it's a really serious competition, and this is really the first big,
illusionist
pageant. And I can't speak. My words are gone.
No, all the attention's on you. Don't
it's
mess
like,
up.
And now I'm all nervous.
We're just staring at you.
Do you want Joel's
I'm nervous.
Wedding ring?
Look at me more.
Do you want?
Don't
fuck up.
Don't fuck up. Come on, get those words out.
So it's so exciting.
Oh, you know what's nice is that we know, like, Calpurnia. Mm-hmm. She's so great.
She's so
all
fantastic.
We really,
yeah.
She's come on the show, too.
We really like her a lot.
And she was on the air, too.
Nice. Yeah.
And William, we met William. Super cool. Yeah. You know, everybody's been.
It's really exciting. And it's
she's
really,
trying to
really
be polite, but she's
the,
pissed off that she wasn't asked to be a judge.
I know.
I can see
I
it.
I should be a judge.
Grr!
You could be the guest show up judge. Just sit down on the table.
Canadians
find
don't...
me a chair.
I'm here to judge.
So, everybody, please visit DinaAndGregShow.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Albuquerque. Plug
all the
plug.
All the details
at
will be
the
on
box.
The website.
Okay.
All the details will be on the website
January
at the end of January in Albuquerque.
And
we got some shows, local shows.
There's
going to
be a new national holiday, January 31st. Send gifts.
That's right. That's right. It's a new national holiday, Devon Day, and all of our stuff's on the calendar. If you ever want to see us live doing anything, go to the calendar, which is on our website, devongreen.com or joelbryant.net.
And as soon as our website gets revamped, we will have a link.
Oh,
up there
good.
Straight away
oh, that's
for you.
Good. Isn't
well,
that
we'll
nice?
Link you too.
Oh, I love getting links.
We had a great time today.
I'm so
I
glad you were here. So.
We did. Having never met you all before, it was a blast.
I enjoyed
it. A blast. Beats the crap out of messaging on Facebook.
It does.
Seriously.
You guys got a good thing.
It's fun.
Thanks.
We have a good time. So lots of look at our website and our Facebook and please pay attention to that because there's lots of crazy fun people coming in.
You do
ladies
have a good lineup
gentlemen.
Too.
Yeah,
I
you're
know,
super lineup.
Excited. Great lineup.
Next week, Selena Luna or Selena? I do
Selene.
Know. Yeah,
Luna.
Selene.
I am Dina Martinez.
I am Greg Potter.
And thank
have
you for
a good
listening
week.
To the Dina and Greg Show.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.